Hi, this is Space Kate, and I've come down to the Ames Research Centre Visitor Centre. Not quite as big as the one at Kennedy Space Centre, but, you know, it's still got some interesting things. And standing with me is...
This is Don Ritchie. I'm the Outreach Specialist for the Exploration Centre. And what we're standing in front of right now is a wind tunnel model of the space shuttle that was used to test it for the first 45 seconds of flight after liftoff. The shuttle would be affixed to a sensor, which would then angle it at different angles of attack so that we could see where the high pressure regions were on the space shuttle while it's taking off. After about a minute and a half of flight, the shuttle has burned half of its liftoff weight in fuel.
That is pretty incredible. And you actually have the wind tunnels over at Ames, don't you?
We have a number of wind tunnels over here at Ames, including the 80 by 120, which is the world's largest wind tunnel. It was used most famously to test the deployment of the parachute that helped the Mars Exploration Rover land on Mars.
So can you just talk me through how, you know, how wind tunnels actually help with building things like the shuttle?
Let's go over and take a look at a model of a wind tunnel here. This, of course, is a model of our 12-foot wind tunnel. And this is the aerial picture of the 80 by 120. But let's take a look at this model of a wind tunnel. Here you can see some scientists, and they're working with a little model aircraft. Now, the airplane will have the same shape and characteristics of the full-size aircraft. They will move it into the testing section, and then turbines will move air around the tubes and blow it across the model. Now, sensors that are placed inside the model will translate the different pressures to these computers, which are then observed by the engineers. So the engineers are able to see exactly how the model is behaving across, you know, literally from the inside out. This gives them a better understanding of how the airplane is going to behave. Now, we've always seen pictures of wind tunnels where they put a line of smoke over the aircraft. They can certainly do that as well. But here they can literally see how sensors are responding to the model as it's put into different angles of attack. We like to show full airplane models like the Sophia, which is also a wind tunnel model, and the space shuttle, which is a full model, but the engineers can also model out just specific sections of the aircraft that they want to test. For example, if they want to see how a rudder section or a tail section or a landing gear will behave while in flight, they can model just that section and then mathematically place that onto the larger structure, you know, within their designs.
And the space shuttle that we're waiting to see launch at the end of this month, perhaps the beginning of next month, the original design would have been tested here?
Part of the testing would have happened here. The Ames Research Center is one of 10 NASA sites on the United States. Here in California, there are actually 3 NASA sites. There's Ames, which is across from Mountain View. Down south in Palmdale, there is the Edwards Air Force Base and the Dryden Flight Center. And then down further south in Pasadena is the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
All pretty exciting places to go and visit. Well, thank you ever so much for giving me a little guided tour here.
Sure.
And just want to give us a roundup of your favorite thing in the Exploration Center?
Well, we're really digging our theater here, where I'm... what we're looking at here are high-rise pictures taken by the Viking spacecraft of the planet Mars. So we can literally rotate around this interactive globe of Mars on this giant theater screen. So that's kind of fun. The Moon Rock Room, of course, is another great resource that we have. Around the room are pictures taken by the Apollo 17 astronauts. And just on the other side, since you were talking about wind tunnels, is a case used by Dr. Dean Chapman, who was one of the pioneers in thermal protection systems and heat shield design, which was critical for all spacecraft that ever had to go through an atmosphere going all the way back to the Mercury days.
It's a pretty good place. Thank you ever so much for your time.
Good. I'm glad you enjoy it.